Yes, and that there music means it's time for the Wake Up Calls Pet Project. And from Bark Bendigo Animal Relief Centre, we have Kayla with us. Kayla, good morning.
Good morning. How are we today?
Very well indeed. Thanks. Good to have you with us.
Hello, Kayla. What are we trying to... Well, who are we trying to rehome today?
We are trying to rehome Trip, the beautiful male kitten, Cat. Yeah. He's looking for his new home.
And when does a kitten become a cat? That's an when's the crossover line?
Yeah.
I think technically it would be 12 months. That's when they technically go on to adult food. So, yeah, I would say a kitten up until 12 months of age.
Now, Trip, reading his little profile, sounds like he's a terrific lad.
Oh, he's absolutely gorgeous. He's very petite, so he's a perfect little pocket-sized kitty, but he will grow a little bit more. He's very active, very playful, super smoochy, and, yeah, he loves to just run around, jump up on everything, and then jump straight back down and have cuddles again. He's a great little guy.
Sorry, you're talking about Trip then or me?
Well, I can see how that would get complicated.
We're talking about cats, and it's back to Robbo. So...
what do they say? Yeah, enough about me talking about me. Now I'll let you talk about me.
So presumably...
Exactly.
So, Kayla, presumably kittens are a little bit easier to home than the older cats. Do you think there's any trouble with parting with Trip? Do you think he's on his way?
I would hope he's on his way. He's been up for adoption for, I think, a week now. But I am positive that his new home will be just around the corner. It's really hard to predict. Obviously, kittens under 3 months of age are the easiest to rehome. But then we go through waves of all of our seniors are the most popular, and then our adults are females and males. It does definitely fluctuate, but he's such a brilliant little cat. I am very confident his new home is coming very soon.
And from what I read too, it's a fairly easy situation in terms of the fact that whether there's older kids, no kids, you know, noisy kids, he sort of sounds like he takes life in his stride a bit.
He really does. Yeah, there's not much that fazes him. As long as he's got a hand that'll pat him and another hand that'll feed him, he'll be pretty happy with really any home. He is being a kitten, still quite energetic. So obviously the more active the home that he can be involved with, the better that would be for him in the long run.
Terrific.
And once you get hold of these cats, it's pretty important we've discovered this morning that about 60% of cats as they grow up are overweight, which is amazing. You see them around, but 60%, is that something that you can advise people on?
Definitely. I think the thing is that it's a bit hard to, you know, put a cat on a lead and take her for a walk to make it lose weight. So cat obesity is a big issue because they are not like a dog. You can't just go take them out to the park to burn some energy and things like that. So it is really important. Majority of cats should control themselves when eating if you're the kind of person that just leaves food out all the time. However, if you do notice that your cat's weight is escalating, it is definitely worth a check-in with your local vet clinic to have a discussion about weight management.
Yeah.
And reassessing what it is that you are doing and what it is that you can do to help solve this problem. Because, yes, the more overweight an animal is, similar to that of people, you're inviting lots of different health concerns and different considerations into the mix. It's not healthy. A lot of people refer to it as killing them with kindness.
Yeah.
which is pretty accurate.
You try and tell a cat to do anything. I wish you good luck.
I saw it actually.
Exactly. It is a bit just like, yeah, come on, let's go for a run. And they're like, yeah. No, not even.
I saw a cartoon the other day actually, and it was a blind person with a cat, and the caption was, you know, if we had, blind walker cats, and the guy is saying, is it safe to cross the road? And the cat's going, heh, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, they're pretty funny.
Kayla, great to catch up. Bark, 5441 2209 or BendigoAnimalReliefCentre.com.au. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you very soon.
No worries. Thanks for having me.